Well, it's worked with FCC, so we try BCC. And this is now a student project calculating the phonon dispersion of BCC. BCC is actually a little bit easier than FCC because all of the atoms have the same environment, the same looking nearest neighbors. It works out a little bit easier to write down the mass spring equations. And so here's something that a student has done for me. And now we have to be more careful about comparing these two. So here is from H to P. So this section from H to P should be compared with this one up here from H to P. And then P to gamma, this is P to gamma. So the section from P to gamma here compares with that one. And then here is gamma to H, but I've got up there gamma to L. And gamma to L is this one on the end backwards. So I have to flip this one around to compare it with that. And here you see there's something is different between what's in the literature and the simple model. So the simple model doesn't always give the exact phonon dispersion. This, by the way, is iron. Iron in its BCC form has this phonon dispersion. You see in the plots here, there's an L for longitudinal, and there's a T here for transverse. And these transverse modes then are degenerate. There are two at the same frequencies here. And then you see in a certain direction where there's less symmetry, the two transverse break into different frequencies, and the longitudinal goes up here. Or maybe this is one of the transverse and this is longitudinal. I'm not really sure. It's hard to see how they split there. But at any rate, in some directions you see all three, and in sometimes they're degenerate. Okay, so you can also do